says it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Country folks can survive.
You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon, and in more ways than one, it's showtime, folks. Going to have 1 hour of live radio tonight. We hope you'll call in. The show is always live. The extraordinary engineers at the Republic Broadcasting Network there in Austin, Texas, constantly behind the scenes, folks, they're making sure your calls don't get lost. They're connecting. Well, it's an extraordinary thing we do here. We will commonly have Paul Fromm in Canada, George in Maryland, and myself, James Kelso, in North Dakota, linked up with RBN in Austin, Texas, and then half a dozen of you sprinkled all over the globe. A pretty amazing engineering feat that is executed 7 days a week at Republic Broadcasting Network. And you need to support RBN, because how many broadcasting networks do we have on our team? Don't bother getting up more than one hand, because it's you can count them all on one hand. Maybe on a couple of fingers here. So you need to keep RBN happy and healthy with your contributions. So go to republicbroadcasting.org and help out. You can also help out Republic Broadcasting by helping out this show. Because I'll tell you what I do with every penny of the contributions you send into this show. I sign them right over to Republic Broadcasting. That's how we pay our freight. Here on this show, we come to you live 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, as we are tonight, and we come to you on Sunday for a three-hour extravaganza from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And that show we entitled the American Freedom Party Report. All of these shows are sponsored by the American Freedom Party. I'm privileged to be a director in the American Freedom Party, and I hope you'll consider becoming a member. It's pretty easy to do. It's $25 a year, and you can find us at, where can you find us? TheAmericanFreedomParty.us.
And George is here. We're finally connected, James.
Well, you know, George and I, thank you, George. Great to have you here. And George and I were just talking before the show. Things are heating up. And so this, we hope this will be just a wonderful week of celebration. Great speeches and great appearances, and people with their chest out, proud, with, you know, Marine Corps band and the Army and the Navy, and I don't know if what jets will be overhead. I hope the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds will be overhead. I don't know if they're scheduled. But our enemies have other things in mind. And George and I were just looking at some websites and some recent events. So it may get nasty this week, folks. Now, you may recall there's something called Project Veritas that did a great job of infiltrating undercover, incredibly brave people who insinuate themselves into the left, and who knows how they manage to convince these leftists that they're fellow leftists. But they get their confidence, they get in, they've got hidden cameras, and then they bring actual video of these people plotting terrorism, plotting illegal activities, disruption of the election, payoffs and corruption. Project Veritas is wonderful. I need to brush up on where this great project came from and who's this gutsy person running it. We're going to talk about a couple of gutsy people tonight. We're going to talk about a gutsy German journalist who just died mysteriously at the age of 56 in perfect health, who was exposing that how much American and European journalism is actually just a network of CIA employees like Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer. We already knew about those two, but this fellow died very mysteriously and very gutsy guy. Let me give you a little taste of this Project Veritas. They've got people undercover with the leftists who want to disrupt the upcoming inauguration on Friday. Listen to this.
Like fusible metal or a piece of glass and a liquid in the middle blow.
This is undercover video of potential criminal acts being planned. These organizers and activists are talking about setting off butyric acid into the ventilation system and setting off fire alarm sprinklers at a Trump inaugural ball later this week. What you're about to see is part one of our hidden camera investigation into the groups and organizations that seek to cause havoc and violence at the Trump inauguration in Washington, D.C.
I, Ronald Reagan.
I, George Herbert
Walker. So there you go. We'll play a little more video from this, but this is Project Veritas. And this video that I'm looking at here, get this, George. This was published today, and it already has 510,000 views.
I'm not surprised.
Wow.
Sentient patriots want their world back, and everything is on the line.
Yeah, all I can say, it's like that the fellow with that that meme guy who says, wow, this is, folks, 510,000 views in a matter of hours, and there are already 3,250 comments, thumbs up 9,400, thumbs down 200. Ooh-wee. I've never seen a video or a link take off like that. So somebody has linked to this. It must be Matt Drudge. Let me just glance here. Yes, it's Matt Drudge, folks. He puts it in red. Video: groups plot violent criminal activities at inauguration. Deploy butyric acid at National Press Club. And you know what? This illustrates something, George. None of the lamestream, formerly mainstream media can get somebody to watch a video 500,000 times. They don't have that power. Matt Drudge does. Very interesting, folks. Anderson Cooper could get on his knees and beg his audience to click to link to a video. And so could Wolf Blitzer. They could not get, I don't think they have 500,000 people watching them. Go ahead, George.
Rachel Maddow, please watch me.
Yeah. So, folks, this, you know, we have really made some progress here. And Matt Drudge, speaking on the Trump phenomenon theme, Matt Drudge got it very early on that Donald Trump was a patriot. It was the real deal. And Matt Drudge jumped in hook, line, and sinker into the Trump phenomenon campaign. And in fact, the election was so close I don't think it would be very hard to prove, you know, as much as you could do so, that if Matt Drudge had stayed home and not joined the Trump phenomenon, the Trump train, Trump wouldn't have won. I think Drudge, you know, was very close, a couple of states, a few score thousand votes. So there you go, folks. That's the utility there of activism, of getting in and fighting. And in our little show here, we made our own difference. So I hope that we contributed, 1,000 votes here, 1,000 votes there, maybe more. So, and we want to get your voice on the air tonight. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll put you on as soon as you make connection here with the extraordinary aforementioned RBN engineers. And that's one reason you want to support this network, folks, is that it is actually a network. It's not a shoutcast. Nothing wrong with a shoutcast, a solitary shoutcast. I created, I remember the day I was on the phone with David Duke in Europe. And I said, David, click this link, click this URL, and I sent him a link. And then I said, I just created David Duke Radio, and he was listening to a radio broadcast that I was sending from Mandeville, Louisiana, and that was the birth of David Duke Radio. I did the same thing with Don Black at Stormfront, and created Stormfront Radio, but those were both shoutcast stations, which are good. They're good. And but what John Stadtmiller has done at RBN is create a network that reaches far more people than any of us ever reached before with our shoutcast home stations. So, and John's got a bricks and mortar network there in Austin, Texas. So well done, John Stadtmiller, and well done to all the callers who call in at 1-800-313-9443. Another story that connects with this, sort of the dark side story, George, I'm looking for my link here for the mysterious death of this German journalist. Let me find my link. Maybe you can take the story until I find my link.
Well, I have to hunt for it too.
Here it is.
Ulf.
Yes. Udo Ulf Kata just died at age 56 of a supposed heart attack. And let's listen to him for just a moment. I've got a little bit of video of Udo Ulf Kata. And this is, here he is. And what he's exposing is, and this, you know, Donald Trump has really come head to head with somebody in the CIA. Somebody in the CIA doesn't like Donald Trump. And here he is. And Udo Ulf Kata has exposed the fact that so many of the so-called media are in fact simply working for an out-of-control CIA or a part of the CIA. I don't want to accuse the whole thing of being nefarious. But there clearly is something wrong inside the CIA. Let me go to this story here.
He placed an ad there for his new anti-migrant book. The message from the social network read that the content of the posting violated its guidelines. The book titled Boundless Criminal exposes alleged cover-ups by authorities and mainstream media of crimes committed by migrants. The author and journalist is known for a staunch anti-immigrants and anti-Muslim stance, and we asked him about Facebook blocking his page.
This is
Udo. When I posted...
Let me just pause it. This is, the voice you're hearing is Udo Ulf Kata, spelled U-L-F-K-O-T-T-E. Very handsome, good-looking, healthy, rosy-cheeked man. Looks to be at the peak of health. And he's talking about a book he wrote exposing the criminality of the Muslims in Europe and the Muslim invasion. Very strong stance that he's taken, which is a separate book from the one he's written about the CIA owning much of the media. Here he goes. This is a recent interview that has had only 24,000 views.
Advertisement for the new book, and when I just wrote what is written inside there, I have written it together with a policeman. They just have closed my account, and several times our Ministry of Justice has claimed publicly, if you post, if you have posts on your Facebook accounts that are politically incorrect, we have the means to close your accounts. And they did it with me right now. They do it with hundreds and thousands of others. That is reality now in countries, so-called free democratic countries with media freedom and press freedom and freedom of speech in Germany. That's reality.
In your book, you claim that crimes committed by migrants have reached unprecedented levels. So if we look at some of the official statistics, though, for example, the new reports.
Now, I'm going to turn this guy down because he doesn't have much to say. Let me go to the end of this interview with Ulf Kata.
Politicians say, don't go behind that, don't report it, let them just go. I don't blame every migrant to be a criminal. That would not absolutely not be correct. But we have not checked which people we in our country.
And here's Udo Okada talking about the CIA owning our media, or much of it.
Well, I've been a journalist for about 25 years. And I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. But seeing right now, within the last months, how the German and American media tries to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to Russia, this is a point of no return. And I'm going to stand up and say, it is not right what I have done in the past to manipulate people, to make propaganda against Russia, and it is not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past, because they are bribed to betray the people, not only in Germany, all over Europe. The reason writing this book was that I am very fearful of a new war in Europe. And I don't like to have this situation again, because war is never coming from itself. There is always people behind it to push for war. And this is not only politicians, this is journalists too. And I just have written in the book how we have betrayed in the past our readers just to push.
And this man, this courageous man now, turns up dead. Mysteriously, at the age of 56. And, of course, all of this ties together. All of us on the Trump train, pinning our hopes on the Trump phenomenon. The forces, you know, we've talked about this. The difficulties are now only about to just begin. Getting elected, what an incredible accomplishment. But now Donald Trump truly is a revolutionary, and he is going to change. He proposes to change this nefarious establishment that is pushing for war, that wants war with Russia, that control takes people off of Facebook, and that wants to control through the social media, control what is said, and buys journalists. So Donald Trump, you know, Udo Ulf Kata turned up dead today. You know, we've said on this show, the most endangered man on earth may be Donald Trump. So we'll take your thoughts on this right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild
America first. We're tuned in, folks, to the Trump phenomenon. Let's take a peek, George, myself, and you. Let's take a peek at what's in store for us later this week, only a few days. I got two tabs opened here on the inauguration of Donald Trump on January 20th. It will be held at the west front of the United States Capitol. That's the one where it faces the mall, and it's where Ron Paul held his 10,000-person rally there that I was privileged to attend back in 2008. I don't remember the exact date. What do we have in store for us? The oath of office will be administered to Donald Trump by Chief Justice John Roberts. The vice presidential oath will be administered to Pence by Associate Justice Clarence Thomas. We will hear some the performers that will perform at events associated with the inaugural. It will include Jackie Evancho, beautiful 16-year-old incredible singer, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, wow, the Rockettes, wow, Three Doors Down, Toby Keith, Lee Greenwood, the piano guys, DJ Rabbi Drums, don't know him, Big and Rich. I saw Big and Rich in 2008 at the Republican convention in St. Paul. Actually got to talk to Big and Rich. The Talladega College Tornado Marching Band and the Front Men of Country. They've all been confirmed as performers at various inaugural celebrations. And the following artists were invited and refused to perform. Shame on them. Celine Dion, Charlotte Church, Elton John. Ah, shucks, we don't get to hear Elton John. Moby.
Oh,
I know. Cancel my tickets. I'm not coming. There will be a wreath laying ceremony we'll see on Thursday, January 19th at Arlington National Cemetery, attended by Donald Trump and Mike Pence. There will be a concert entitled Make America Great at the Lincoln Memorial after that wreath laying. And there, the following day will be the inauguration ceremony at the U.S. Capitol, followed by the parade on Pennsylvania Avenue and the inaugural balls later on. There'll be a national prayer service on January 24th at the Washington National Cathedral. And let's see here. Donald Trump's inaugural address, boy, this is going to be something to listen to, will be written by Stephen Miller, who was the speechwriter of most of Trump's campaign speeches. And there will be a ball honoring the armed forces and first responders. There will be clergy invocations. Six clergy are already announced to give us invocations. Reverend Franklin Graham, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, Reverend Dr. Samuel Rodriguez, Pastor Paula White of New Destiny Christian Center, Rabbi Martin Heyer, and Bishop Wayne T. Jackson of Great Faith Ministries International. There will be a bunch of former presidents attending. Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush and Barack Obama, along with their respective wives, the first ladies, have all confirmed their attendance at Trump's inauguration, including Hillary Clinton. George H.W. Bush, age 92, will not attend the inauguration due to health reasons, and I find that very believable, looking at the pathetic condition he looked to be in at a couple of the presidential debates where he was almost comatose. As of mid-December, there are 20 requests for demonstrations for and against Donald Trump, including Bikers for Trump. That's going to be a good one. And then the Women's March, scheduled the day after the inauguration. That will be a hostile to us patriots. Stay tuned. Right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. fight.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We are back. Here we are on the Trump train. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon, and we've got George in Texas waiting on the line. I just want to throw one more interesting note here as to what we can expect this week. There are posters appearing in Washington, D.C., which say, let me find it here, boy, our enemies are organizing. They're always busy organizing. Posters are appearing that say, disrupt J20.org. Disrupt the inauguration on January 20th. And they have, let me read their statement here. We call on all people of good conscience to join in disrupting the ceremonies. If Trump is to be inaugurated at all, let it happen behind closed doors. It will be made clear to the whole world that the vast majority of people in the United States do not support his presidency or consent to his rule. Trump stands
wrong answer.
Trump stands for tyranny, greed, and misogyny. He is the champion of neo-Nazis and white nationalists, of the police who kill the black, brown, and poor on a daily basis, of racist border agents and sadistic prison guards of the FBI and NSA who tap your phone and read your email. He is a harbinger of even more climate catastrophe, deportation, discrimination, and endless war. He continues to deny the existence of climate change in spite of all the evidence, putting the future of the whole human race at stake. The KKK, Vladimir Putin, Golden Dawn, all cheered his victory. If we let his inauguration go unchallenged, we are opening the door to the future they envision. Let's see. Trump's success confirms the bankruptcy of representative democracy. Rather than using the democratic process as an alibi for inaction, we must show that no election could legitimize his agenda.
Funny, they seem to like the other agenda when Barack Oblivion had one.
If you can't, he goes to the bumps. They're going to call in sick all across the country. No work, no school, no shopping, no housework. Not even any housework? Okay, I'll support that part. If you're living outside the U.S., take your action to U.S. embassies, borders, or other symbols of neocolonial power. Our allegiance is not to making America great again, but to all of humanity and the planet. Spread the word. Join the fight.
I kind of like that. Make America great again is a bad thing. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And let's see. Well, more good stuff. Let's go to, we've got George in Texas, followed by William in Montana. George, you're on the air.
How you doing, gentlemen?
George.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, reading about Congressman Lewis sitting there going boo-hoo or what Donald Trump said in the tweet, I said, yeah, he was probably a part of the civil rights movement back in 50 years ago, but what has he done today? And this congressman just sort of like demonstrated how the poverty pimp race baiting masquerading as a civil rights movement has outlasted its uselessness. And I think that's why Donald Trump got a large block of the black vote, because I think people are starting to see through these people.
Well, George, you're on point there, because the Martin Luther King Jr., Martin Luther King's son, he was not willing to take the bait. The media, these media hounds, were all over him today, wanting him to say something bad or nasty about Donald Trump, and he wouldn't. He was coming out of a meeting with Trump, said it was very productive, and that they, you know, it was a very good meeting. And they were going on and on. I mean, these weren't questions from the media, like, you know, what did you discuss, or, you know, tell us what was said. These were like baiting, leading questions. Like, and Martin Luther King Jr. wouldn't take the bait. Very interesting today. So it showed Donald Trump, whatever he said to Martin Luther King Jr. must have been awfully good, because, this gentleman came out of the meeting saying nothing but positive things about his meeting with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is showing that he is truly an extraordinary negotiator, an extraordinary deal maker, and an extraordinary general, we could say. Go ahead, George.
Well, yeah, and the thing about these people trying to disrupt the organization, well, about the inauguration, you know, the thing is, I have a feeling that there is going to be a lot of arrest after your inauguration. I mean, not just for the political people, but I'm just talking like people like Bill Ayers, George Soros, a lot of these people who stirred up a lot of freedom of speech. We have freedom of speech, but, you know, there is a line across where it goes into sedition, where you try to cripple the ability of the United States government to function or to govern. There is a difference between that and interfering with the inauguration, trying to do a coup d'etat, or trying to prevent the president from being sworn in. Yeah, you look at Barack Obama, so like, if firing a general of the National Guard right in the middle of the inauguration where there might be confusion going on? You know, something's right. going on. And yeah, and
now here's
criminality.
Yes, it is. And speaking of criminality, George, here it is. I just here's a great connection here. We started the show off with Project Veritas, which was showing that leftists are planning to use chemical bombs and other nasty means of disrupting the inauguration. And then we went to disruptj20.org, which is the leftist website itself. Now, this is beautiful. Get this. Here is a statement released today by Disrupt J20. They said, today we commemorate, blah, 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 blah. Over the last few weeks, we have exposed four confirmed infiltrators who have tried to integrate themselves into our organizing. These are people who were working with James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. We must make this clear. These groups are doing the dirty work of Nazis, white nationalists, and other groups who are furthering Trump's assault on vulnerable communities. Two infiltrators appeared at an anti-fascist organizing meeting and immediately fell under suspicion due to their vague backstories, poor education about our movement, and unusual dress. Blah, 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 blah. But here's what they're claiming. False plans were discussed with one of these people. Our people, that is the leftists, spoke of false plans in order to protect themselves. Boy, I recognize BS when I hear it. Okay? Nobody, in order to protect themselves, discusses false plans to do chemical bombs. No, folks. I'm not buying that soap. Okay? These guys got caught with their pants down at this leftist organization, and Project Veritas once again successfully exposed these violent, criminal haters of our people. And beautiful job. And George, I'll tell you what, Veritas may have, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas may have really thwarted some nasty things that would have happened in the next few days.
Well, he should get the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I'll
yeah.
say that right
I mean,
now.
Right. He's got video. You can't see it here on the radio, but he's got video, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, of these leftists planning, smoke bomb and chemical bomb disruptions of events, emptying buildings, emptying out streets. And this guy nailed them. They have to back up. They've got to back up because they have been, pardon the pun, smoked out by Project Veritas. But, and here's the new thing, folks, and we'll see that here on this show. The Trump presidency is not going to be like anything we've ever seen before. The nastiness of the enemy every day in the face of Trump patriotism is going to be unprecedented. The closest we've come to a patriotic president in our lifetimes is maybe Ronald Reagan, and he isn't even nearly the threat to the left that Donald Trump is.
Well, the biggest threats from Donald Trump is going to come from the rhinos in the Republican Party. If you heard what Paul Ryan was saying about the Dreamers, that they're going to stay, and he's going to try to obstruct Donald Trump on the immigration, trying to deal with the immigration problem.
George, that's our job. That's our job here on this show and with you in the audience, is that we are going to have to put pressure on people like Paul Ryan so that, if he needs a primary challenge every 2 years to throw him out of office, if he's going to betray the Trump revolution, then we need to do that. And Paul Ryan, I use him just as a poster boy, or anyone else like him, or Senator McCain, and others like him. That'll be our job.
Well, the Arizona governor just called for recalling McCain. Another thing, I don't know if it's confirmed, but I heard they found weapons caches around D.C. So I don't know if it's not confirmed, but I was sitting here hearing it spread around YouTube. If it's confirmed or not, I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did find them.
Well, but, I'll tell you, you know, I hope it's going to be, I hope the 20th and the day before and the day after are going to be, you know, Pacific days with some great entertainment and people like Jackie Evancho, and that, I hope that's what we'll see, but sounds like there's going to be a lot of leftist violence or disruption or terrorism. Sounds like this is what they have in mind for us, so we will be, you know, we'll be glued to our radios.
Well, I'll make room for the caller of Montana now.
All right, thanks, okay. George. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. William in Montana, the microphone is yours, sir.
Good evening, George and James.
All right, Montana.
How you doing? Speaking of criminality, I think at the head of the list has to go Obama and Ashton Carter, because they have been working overtime to pick a fight with Russia. And, you know, like, one of the things they did was, you know, they moved like 4,000 tanks and 144 Bradley fighting machines and 85 tanks through Germany to Poland, and they placed it, well, Poland and Lithuania, and they placed all of these right on the border with Russia. And and they also, they sent, in addition to this, this is just in the last week, they sent over, there are hundreds of containers, one source said 600 containers of ammo to Europe to be distributed among NATO forces and for use for the United States. You know, but and then just today, Ashton Carter, you know, made a deal that 400 troops and tons of equipment were shipped into Norway, which is a real change in policy, because Norway normally had sort of a neutral position on Russia. And to actually have U.S. troops on Norway's soil is really a big difference. So while Trump is saying that lots of things have to change, especially NATO, you know, he said it was obsolete. He said they weren't paying their own bills, and that it was counter to his desire to, if possible, form better relations with Russia, that it was completely going in the wrong direction. And Merkel said, that she said, we, and the quote is, you know, EU doesn't need outside advice. You know, we have to be concerned. NATO is going to play a principal part, and we don't need outside advice.
So, well, the good news, William.
Yeah.
William, the good news.
The good news
is that the this, you know, this is pathetic. This Obama saber rattling and war mongering 30 days before the guy is booted out of office. This is pathetic, unprecedented, stupid. And the fortunately, Vladimir Putin has said, I'm not paying attention to this. I'm paying attention to the incoming President Trump. This is beautiful. And here's a headline in the Washington Post. The never Trump national security Republicans fear they have been blacklisted. Ooh, I like this. They are some of the biggest names in the Republican national security firmament, veterans of past GOP administrations who say, if called upon, blah, 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 I'm going to skip that, their phones aren't ringing. their entreaties to Trump Tower in New York have mostly gone unanswered.
It's like Oscar Wilde said, not being talked about is the worst fate.
Yeah, in Trump world, these establishment all-stars say they are personae non grati. Their transgression was signing one or both of the two public Never Trump letters during the campaign, declaring they would not vote for Trump and calling his candidacy a danger to the nation. One letter with 122 names was published by War on the Rocks, a website devoted to national security commentary, during the primary season in March. The other with 50 names, including some repeat signatories, was published in the New York Times during the general election in August. The now, just days before Trump is sworn in, the letter signers fear they have been added to another document, this one private, a purported blacklist compiled by Trump's political advisors. I so hope there is such a blacklist. Let's see here. Well, the Trump transition aides did not respond to a request for comment on this article. Oh, I wonder why. And then here, wonderful words from the Washington Post in its very neutral reporting. The president-elect has virtually no experience in national security and foreign policy. And his transition team could presumably benefit from the broadest pool of applicants for positions in state, Pentagon, and Homeland Security. Oh, go suck a lemon, Washington Post. We'll be right back with our final segment, folks. And Jeff in Chicago, stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, folks. And thank you, William in Montana. I didn't get a chance to thank you for calling. You're still there. We've got Jeff in Chicago hanging on the line. Let me close with this. Here's another beautiful story out of the Washington Compost. I love this for the screeches and agony emanating from the Washington Post in this story about a blacklisting of people who signed the Never Trump letters. I can only read a little bit of this, but it's all beautiful, let me tell you. Let's see here. I'll pick out a little bit of Among those who signed at least one of these letters are Tom Ridge and Michael Chertoff, the first two secretaries of the Department of Homeland Security, two former U.S. trade ambassadors, Carla Hills and Robert Zolick, two former heads of U.S. intelligence agencies, John Negroponte and retired Air Force General Michael Hayden, a former ambassador to NATO, blah, blah, blah. The letters were explicit in their denunciations of Trump's professed support, blah, 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 this and that, wall with Mexico, anti-Muslim rhetoric, admiration for Russian President Putin. The letters also attack Trump's character and temperament, asserting that he lacks self-control and acts impetuously, has demonstrated erratic behavior, and is fundamentally dishonest. Oh, boy. You better think twice about signing a letter like that.
That's like the National Review, Gene.
Yeah, yeah. And look, just here's, but here's how it goes. I love these during a national security forum last week at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington, D.C., K.T. McFarland, who was named Trump's deputy national security advisor, opened her remarks by referring to, quote, the elephant in the room. She said, most of the people in this room didn't support Donald Trump. Maybe not at first, or maybe never, she said. And I suspect most of the people in this room didn't think he'd win. But he has. And then the story goes, this is in the Washington Post, some of the never Trump letter signers fear they are at the bottom of the pecking order. Below, even those who expressed verbal opposition to Trump's campaign but did not sign either of the letters. The conflict, let's see here. List Elliot Cohen is one of these people who are below the bottom. And, well, let's see. I can't read at all. But Cohen said he has become convinced there are pent-up resentments among members of the Trump team. Believe me. I love this. Here's how this. Elliot Cohen says, believe me, my phone is not ringing. And, you know, folks, I'll tell you what, you know, it's just something to take away from today's show. This is beautiful because you want to hear this. You do not want to hear that everybody is all kissy face and lovey dovey and that Donald Trump is hugging all the usual suspects in Washington and everything's just fine and all the fences are being mended. No,
he's not hugging them. He's mugging them.
Yeah. Oh, this is just great. But to hear this wailing of these people. This is music to my ears, George's, and yours. We'll be back with more music tomorrow.
Rain check.
Oh, and Jeff in Chicago, you got a rain check, my friend.
Please, Jeff.
We know you'll be here. See you then.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.